Everyone, welcome to yet another interesting podcast session by Eddie Reka. And in today's session, we will talk about fuzzy logic in artificial intelligence. Now, before we begin, don't forget to subscribe to Eddie Reka's channel to listen to more such interesting podcasts. Now, talking about fuzzy logic in artificial intelligence, in our everyday life, we might face situations where we are unable to determine whether the state is true or false. Now, fuzzy actually refers to something which is very unclear or vague, for which you do not have any definite answers. Now, this particular logic actually provides a valuable flexibility for reasoning. So, what is fuzzy logic actually? Now, it is a method of reasoning that actually resembles the human reasoning or how a human thinks. Now, this approach is similar to how humans perform decision making. And it involves all intermediate possibilities between a yes and a no. So suppose in computer systems, we mostly use the Boolean logic, which deals with only yes and no or the values as 1 or 0. So if you're asked a question like, is it cold? You can either say yes or no. That's it. But when it comes to fuzzy logic and you ask the same question that is it cold, you can either reply as yeah, very much or little or very less. So these are the different possibilities that you can reply in a fuzzy logic. So this is what fuzzy logic is all about, the possibilities between a 0 and 1. And the conventional logic block that a computer understands takes precise input and produces a definite output as true or false, which is also equivalent to a human being's yes or no. Now for fuzzy logic, we have different possibilities between a yes and no. For example, we have a certainly yes, a possibly yes, then there's cannot say, then possibly no, and certainly no. So these actually resemble how a human thinks. Sometimes if your friends make a plan, if you cannot say no directly, sometimes you just say maybe, I'll try, or I cannot say, something like that. So you do not have to give a definite answer here. Now, fuzzy logic also works on the levels of possibilities of input to achieve a definite output. So it can be implemented in systems with different sizes and capabilities like the microcontrollers or large networked or workstation-based systems as well. Not just that, it can be implemented in a hardware, software, or even a combination of both. Now, fuzzy logic definitely helps you with these particular possibilities, but why do we actually use this logic? Now, we use this fuzzy logic for both commercial and practical purposes. Because it can control machines and consumer products, and if not accurate reasoning, it at least provides acceptable reasoning. It might not give you a definite answer, but it definitely provides you some reasoning which is acceptable and understandable. Not just that, it also helps in dealing with the uncertainty in engineering. If you're not sure about whether it's a yes or a no, you can always find a midway. Now, how does this fuzzy logic works actually? So for that, we have to understand the architecture. Now for architecture, fuzzy logic has four main parts. First is the rules, then we have fuzzifier, defuzzifier, and we also have an inference engine here. Now the rules actually contains all the rules and the if-then conditions offered by the experts to control the decision-making system. Now the recent update in the fuzzy theory provides different effective methods for the design and tuning of the fuzzy controllers. Then we have another part, which is the fuzzification, where the crisp inputs is converted into a fuzzy set. So you can measure the crisp inputs by sensors and pass them into the control system for further processing. And then we have the inference engine, which determines the degree of match between the fuzzy input and the rules. So basically it combines the rules and the input that you have got, that is the fuzzy input. And according to this, it will decide the rules that are to be fired. And then combining the fired rules, it forms the control actions. The final step is the defuzzification. Now this process actually converts the fuzzy sets into a crisp value. So there are different types of techniques available and you need to select the best suited one with an expert system. Now talking about fuzzy logic, people often confuse this with probability, but these two are definitely not the same. So in fuzzy logic, we actually try to capture the essential concept of the vagueness, whereas probability is associated with events and not facts, and those events will either occur or not occur. So it has nothing to do with the facts here, whereas fuzzy logic is all about capturing the concept. Now, fuzzy logic also captures the meaning of partial truth, but when it comes to probability, it actually captures the partial knowledge and not the truth. And also, fuzzy logic takes truth degrees as a mathematical basis, but probability is a mathematical model of ignorance. So these are actually some of the main difference between a fuzzy logic and a probability. And I hope you don't get confused between these two because they are completely different things to work with. Now let's talk about some of the applications of fuzzy logic and where it is actually used. So we can use fuzzy logic in fields like the automotive systems, domestic goods, environment control, etc., etc. Now, some of the common applications are that it is used in the aerospace field for altitude control of spacecraft and satellite. Not just that, it also controls the speed and traffic in the automotive systems. It is also used for decision-making support systems and personal evolution in the large company business. Apart from that, it also controls the pH, drying and chemical distillation process in the chemical industry. And it is also used in natural language processing and various intensive applications in artificial intelligence. Apart from that, it is also used in modern control systems such as the expert systems, and you can also use it in neural networks too. Thus, fuzzy logic is an important aspect of most of the fields that we see in our everyday life right now. So from aerospace to automotive to chemical industry to neural networks, everything needs fuzzy logic right now. But this definitely has some pros and cons like every other thing. So talking about some of the advantages of fuzzy logic, the structure is definitely very easy and understandable, and it is also widely used for commercial and practical purposes. Not just that, it helps you control machines and consumer products and also deals with the uncertainty in engineering. Apart from that, the structure is mostly robust as no precise inputs are required here. And if the feedback sensor stops working, you can program it into the situation. Also, you can easily modify it to improve or alter system performance, and inexpensive sensors can be used, which helps you to keep the overall system cost and complexity low. So these were some of the advantages, but like everything, it also has some of the disadvantages too. So talking about the disadvantages, it is not always accurate. The results are perceived based on assumptions and may not be widely accepted. And sometimes it cannot even recognize the machine learning as well as the neural network type patterns. Not just that, the validation and verification of a fuzzy knowledge-based system needs extensive testing with hardware. And setting these exact rules and membership functions is definitely a difficult task. And as I mentioned before, it is often confused with the probability theory as well. So these were some of the advantages and disadvantages of using fuzzy logic in AI. Now this was a very simple explanation of how the fuzzy logic systems work. But in a real working system, there would be many inputs and the possibility of several outputs. So this would result in a fairly complex set of functions and many more rules. But definitely it is worth the use because it does a lot of things and helps you find certain possibilities and not just some of the accurate answers. So fuzzy logic has definitely become an important aspect in our everyday life, and also it is commonly used in artificial intelligence. So with this, we have come to the end of this session. I hope you have understood what is fuzzy logic and also how it works. So with this, we will end this podcast here, and don't forget to subscribe to our channel to listen to more such interesting podcasts in future. Till then, thank you and happy learning.